Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. And so am I. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey, hey, hey. It's Tuesday. That's right. Fruity Tuesday, July 26, 2011. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday night broadcast of Disorderly Conduct. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And I thank all the early listeners for joining me in the chit-chat room. I see Fat Red Dragon, Carl Barks, Kishu, Lulsec Callie, Melissa Hopkins, No Thieves Allowed, Richard Davenport, Yoronon News, and Mr. Grok in the building early on. Good times, people. Good times. I see a couple callers on the phone, on the switchboard. I'm going to get to the calls in a minute. You have to say, hang tight. We do have some business to take care of here. It is Fruity Tuesday, and we will get to some fruitiness, sure enough, throughout the course of the program. But before we fully get into Fruit Bowl mode here, I wanted to open by acknowledging some of the last couple of days and weeks. A lot has happened. A lot has transpired on the interwebs. And even just here on BTR, there's been a lot of transformation and a lot of things, a lot of change in the air, you know. It's been a busy summer on the interwebs. And here on BTR, for sure. And welcome to all the new listeners who were, I know last night, we had a great show last night. I had like 250 live listeners. It was awesome. Probably, I would say 90% of them, completely new listeners. Thanks to Sabu, Anonymous Sabu. Shout out to you for tweeting the broadcast incessantly last night. I really appreciated that. And also your requests and You don't have to be a world famous hacker to request a song and have me play it. All you have to do is either message me or tweet me. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And if I can get to it on the show, I will. There's a lot of shit I want to get to today. Of course, if you look at the slideshow there, you see Fear the Beard. My man, Brian Wilson, basically with his beard and stare alone, made Barack Obama shit his pants today at the White House. And I'll get into that today. Also, Sabu is going to be hopefully tweeting us and corresponding with us again throughout the course of the evening. I noticed he published, or somebody published, or I presume it was him, published an IRC chat that he had with some flaming homosexual tech writer from some British tabloid. I don't know. It turns out it wasn't him. It was like his intern, and they were tweeting with the wrong Sabu, and he kind of outed him as being trolled. So that was kind of lulzy. We'll check that out. And, I don't know, take your calls. And play fruity music, as always. Is this thing on? Do you hear me? Hello? Do you hear me? Okay, I got a caller here. Before I take calls, I want to go to Blunt's No Joints. Hey, Blunt's No Joints, are you there?
What's up, Vince?
Hey, man. You can hear me okay? How's my sound?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right, cool, man. Good to hear. How you doing, man?
I'm a little busy, but I'm good.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you made it for the beginning of the show. You came in at the end. Was it yesterday you came in at the tail end?
Yeah, I came in with like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I brought you on with literally like 10 seconds left. You're like, dude, I missed the show. I totally missed it. I was like, well, you're in it technically, bro.
Well, yeah, I feel like I missed a really good one yesterday.
That's all right. This one will be just as good. It'll be fine. It'll be good. Right. Just relax.
All right, cool.
We're just getting settled in here. I got other callers waiting to come on. I'm gonna get to you all in just a momento. But first, I wanted to open up the show by, like I said, a lot has transpired on the interwebs, and I am interested in acknowledging a lot of our fallen soldiers, a lot of our brothers who have fallen by the wayside. Some of them some of them collateral damage. There's been a lot of drama, a lot of shit's gone down, and there's been one song that has been just replaying over and over in my head, and it's I might have the OG, the original version of it on here. Clancy Brothers, I think it is. Yeah, Clancy Brothers, Whiskey in a Jar. You know the song? You know what I'm talking about? That's the song I'm talking about. That song has been like pretty much, you know, that's enough. Clancy Brothers, Whiskey in a Jar, great fucking tune and just great lyrics. I love the fucking lyrics. Of course, I think the Thin Lizzy arrangement is a little more rockin', and then of course the Thin Lizzy arrangement performed by Metallica is where it's at. And so that song has been repeating over in my head and over in my head. I've been rocking out to all versions of that tune. I'd love to hear somebody mash up all three or four or ten of the versions that exist. And I'm sure it's out there, but make it work and not sound like some goddamn spaghetti thrown at the wall. Anyway, I thought I'd read the lyrics and then fucking jam a tune and we'll take calls. As I was going over the Cork and Kerry Mountains, I saw Captain Farrell and his money. He was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. I said,
"Stand and deliver, the devil, he may take ya."
Hey, how should I go?
"Stand and deliver, or the devil, he may take ya."
Stand and deliver, or the devil, he may take ya. You know what I'm saying? I took all his money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all his money, yeah. And I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she loved me. No, never would she leave me. But the devil take that woman. Yeah. You know she tricked me easy. Musha rain dum a do dum a da. Okay, I'm not even going to repeat it. Whack for my daddy-oh, whack for my daddy-oh. There's whiskey in the jar-oh. Being drunk and weary, I went to Molly's chamber. Taking Molly with me, but I never knew the danger. For about 6 or maybe 7, yeah. Oh, in walked Captain Farrell. I jumped up, fired my pistols, and I shot him with both barrels. Yeah, musha rain doom musha rain dumma do dumma ha ya mucka lucka hi mukashani hey. Whack for my daddy o, whack for my daddy o. There's a whiskey in the jar. Oh yeah, whiskey, yo, whiskey, oh, oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. I'm almost done, people. I'm almost done, and we'll get to your calls. Relax. I get my own. This is my fucking show, all right? I get my own opening monologue, and this is what I chose, so bite me. Now, some men like fishing, but some men like the Fallon. Some like to hear the cannonball a-roaring. But me, I like sleeping, especially in my Molly's chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain. Yeah. Musha brain doom a doo ba da ba da ba maka leka hi maka chani hey whiskey in a jar. Musha wah 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 blobity bloobity blobity. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Let's fucking do this shit. 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, coming straight to you live from the Bay Area. It's live. We live, bitches. And fucking here you go. Oh,
money he was counting. I first heard my
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 su un
aereo.
Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to my Twitter family. I've been hit up in the last, 15 minutes. I've been hit up by Sweetie Pie, Anonymous Sabu, Lulzek Cali, Shadow Mind Gear, and Sake. Wait, S-H-C? I don't know how you say that, whatever. But thanks for tweeting me, people, during the show. And I think I might have Lulzek Cali with me on the air. Let me see if this is him. Lulzek Cali, is that you? Maybe not. Okay. Let's see. Let's try this caller here. Okay, block number. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
This is Callie.
Oh, yeah. That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
iPhone was muted.
That's what I thought. Get your technology straight, bro. You're supposed to be, you call yourself Lulzek.
Shut up, Vince.
Got to get that together. Seriously, man. So what's going on, man? What's new?
Nothing. Just got home. Got laughed at by all my coworkers for scheduling my hotel like 1 or 2 days extra than usual. And of course, I got yelled at by Kishu because she was so worried.
Yeah, like she's your mother.
Well, yeah. I mean, it didn't help.
Good luck with that, bro. Good luck with that. Let's see what else we have here. We have another caller. Area code 208. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys, how are you tonight?
Fantabulous. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Hey, my name's Bob, and just tuned in for the first time. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the topics that I cover, but we talk about anything from the debt ceiling to the false flag floor. In other words, we'll talk about the stuff the mainstream media doesn't like to cover. Are you familiar with some of those topics?
Absolutely. What's the name of your show?
Yep. I people probably know my voice. I'm not here to promote my show, so
okay, well,
I don't
what's on your mind?
Say,
what were you calling to chime in about? What was on your mind?
I see that you guys have the regular trolls in the chat, and I see that you're also I don't know what your affiliation with Lulzek is or Anonymous, but it's been in the news quite a bit obviously lately. And the question I have, I guess the topic I wanted to run past you, is whether or not this Lulzek group and the Anonymous group, although they're doing some things that are seemingly great, you know, taking down Monsanto website or whatever, hell yeah, you know, that's all cool in my book, but is this feeding into the powers that shouldn't be and their plan to take down the internet? We know they have the internet kill switch. And we know that they, a while ago, were trying to push Internet 2, which is a commercialized, controlled Internet, which would limit the free content from people like ourselves. And, you know, this Internet is so important, and we rely so much on it. Are we vulnerable to some sort of collapse, perhaps sponsored by, or not necessarily sponsored by, but provoked by these groups like LulzSec or Anonymous. What was your take on that, Vince?
Me personally, I think these Anonymous and LulzSec, they should be attacking sex sites. That's what they should be calling themselves, LulzSec.
I'm going to tweet that.
I like the idea of, you know, if these people are, you know, hacking into these government contractors. This is what I hope. This is my ideal utopian vision of what these hackers are doing and the ideal scenario. These hackers, you know, everywhere. Let's say, you know, as outside of these six or seven LulzSecers and all the LulzSuckers around them. Let's just say outside of them, there's the people, you know, let's say for every one, you know, person that's out there on Twitter tweeting about the stuff they're doing, let's say there's 10 mm-hmm. or 15 others that are just as malicious that aren't saying anything. All right. I honestly don't know about you, but I consider LulzSec a white hat. They're not doing it for money. They're doing it for lulz.
Right.
You know, if they're not, they're open, they're, you know, they're actually helped. They're going to be the consultants. These kids are going to go to jail, and then in about 18 months, they're going to come back as consultants. They're going to be the next Kevin Mitnicks, the next Kevin Paulsons, all these guys.
I think you're right, and that may sound far off to those listeners that are skeptical of this sort of thing. But for crying out loud, we took Nazi scientists after World War II with Operation Paperclip and use them for all of our government secret programs and technologies. So to think that LulzSec would not be recruited for Internet security or so-called Internet security, I think you're right. I think we see that happen more often than not.
And the other thing I was going to try to touch on as well is the actual content of the stuff that they're releasing. That's what I'm curious most about. And we kind of touched on it last night. But I wanted to see, like, and I know H.B. Gary got kind of, you know, dissected pretty well by now, but these new ones, these over 9,000 emails from Booz Hamilton, I haven't heard much about, you know, what the content of those were. Like, you know, I feel like if you're gonna go in there and you're gonna go in there and say, ooh, hey, look, we found this, it better be something good and juicy. And I don't know, I haven't heard whether any of that stuff has been juicy or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that myself. But, you know, I think it's interesting that there is an active attack against the Internet. You know, it's like they're doing everything possible to try to provoke the powers that shouldn't be to crack down on the Internet. And the question is, what are we going to do? What are those people going to do when they can't watch their porn on PornTube or whatever, when they can't get their Hannah Montana on YouTube?
I don't think it's going to come to that, dude. I really don't. At least, oh, God.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to come to that. It's kind of like, think about it. I think it's like gun control. It's going to be like, the First Amendment is like the Second Amendment. Dude, there's people out there, a big majority there, you're going to go to the mat for it. So I think your porn is safe. Trust me.
Well, I'm not so much concerned about
porn. Believe it or
not,
whether you like it or not, that thing called the Constitution is allowing us to do this shit. If it didn't, you know, if there wasn't people that put into that and believed it and gave it some validity, you know, I could be completely silent right now. You know, and I still could be, but I mean, whatever. You get my point. Hopefully.
I'm not sure that certain political interests respect the Constitution, but I think enough of us do so that if they were to violate it in a massive way, like taking down the Internet, we will see some Egyptian-like revolution take place. You want to really piss people off these days, take the Internet away from them, limit their communications.
Oh, they want to do that. No, wait. They want the kids sedated. They got them in such a herd
right.
of them that are just in this like sort of incubated state where they don't realize it's like, shh, don't wake up the kids. Shh, they're playing video games.
They called it Soma in The Brave New World by Alan.
Exactly.
Huxley.
That's what we're living in, bro.
That's what we're living in.
That's what we're living in. Everybody wants to say we're in 1984. It's like, no, dude, we're living in a brave new world. And he fucking called it, man. That dude was on the ball.
Yeah, I have to say, I read both 1984 and Brave New World. I'd say they're getting pretty accurate to what it is now. The only thing we need back now is the only thing we need now is the Red Squad to come back, and then boom, we're back. And fuck, I don't care what anybody says. That's what I'm calling
squad.
Power Revolution.
It's going to be the Pink Squad. It's going to be the Pink Squad, the Pink Team. You're not playing for the Pink Team? Oh, you're not playing for the Pink Team? Everybody, font, make your font pink. Let's go. Come on, everybody. Money.
Oh, fuck. No.
Fame. Glamour.
We
got to fruit bowl it up, kid.
Burn my eyes
come
out.
On. I miss Ghost, dude. I fucking miss Ghost, man. I want my money, sex, fame, glamour, baby. You know what I'm saying? Is anybody with me?
No.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
No. You've been talking to yourself for the past 8 years. You're crazy. You're in a mental asylum. It's all a dream.
Whatever.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
All right. So I'll turn it back over to you. What are you going to do then, bro? What's your plan?
Well, I'm learning how to grow a garden. I shouldn't say
learning.
Oh,
you're just
going to
give up on the internet? You're going to give up on the internet, dude? Come on.
I've been told, dude. Well, I'm not going to give up. And I obviously am an activist. But I've been told by certain people that are way more tech savvy than I am that it will be very hard for them to take down the infrastructure that is the internet. Now, I'm not so sure of that, but they seem to think that on a technical level is not plausible. But, you know, what am I going to do about it? Well, I'm going to continue to use it for positive, uplifting free speech reasons while we still have it. You know, I'm not going to give up while we still have it. It's a great tool. It's a great networking tool for people all around the world to meet and share content, and all these things are exponentially allowing us to grow as a world, as a planet, both with different news and intellectual stories. And then on the other end of the spectrum, it is a huge cesspool that's filled up with so much crap. It's like a vacuum cleaner, and then the vacuum cleaner just sucks up all the junk, and you may get occasionally by accident something good that gets caught up in there, but most of it's so fluffy and so junky that, like you said, the people that they're trying to keep sedated, they don't ever use it for any intellectual enlightening reasons. They use it to just sit in their own filth the whole time. Little musical interlude.
That's right. 347-826. Join us, folks. This is how we do, motherfuckers. Money, success, fame, glamour. If you don't like it, get the motherfucking out. Motherfucking out. Money, success, fame, glamour. Money, success, fame, laughter. Coming up next, Melissa motherfucking Hopkins in the building, folks. We'll be right back. Party on, Garth. Fruit Bowl. It's Fruit Tuesday, folks. Buckle up.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Yeah. Shouts out to No More Zombies and Smokestacks for tweeting me. And if you want to tweet me, follow me, whatever. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I'm back with you for another, hour and a half or less. But it's great to see everybody in the chat room. And so now I want to get to my, one of my topics for the night, which is this Barack Obama is now feared the beard. He was KO'd by he's a struck out looking. Basically he defecated in his trousers today in confrontation with Brian Wilson. The pitcher for the one of the pitchers for the San Francisco Giants, the world champions, were there to meet the president, El Presidente, at the White House. Good times. And shouts out to Brian Wilson, man, staring down the Prez. That was so badass, dude. Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. And I found an article here that I want to read. It's from my favorite website, chronicle.su. Let me see if I can. Oh, yeah. President Obama today confesses that he fears the beard in meeting with the San Francisco Giants pitcher Brian Wilson. I don't know. This website isn't opening. Oh, what the hell? Okay, here we go. There's a great picture of him. And it says, Brian Wilson's powerful glare caused Obama to lose control of his prostate, leaving his pants full of a mixture of semen and urine. This is out of chronicle.su. It says, President Barack Obama met the freakiest team in baseball yesterday as he feted the San Francisco Giants for the stunning World Series win during an awkward gala in Washington. The Giants, known for their money, success, fame, glamour, and extreme homosexuality, marched into the East Room of the White House and shook hands with the puzzled commander-in-chief. Then there's the guy with the beard, said Barack. That's my Barack Obama impersonation, by the way. Obama quipped as he nodded to the star relief pitcher Brian Wilson and his bushy foot-long whiskers and mohawk haircut. This is a quote from Barack Obama. It says, underneath Brian's beard and the spandex tuxedo and the sea captain costume and the cleats with his face on them is also one of the most dominant lovers on the face of the planet. He gave me the... What? Oh, my God. He gave me the high heater, if you know what I mean. Wilson's beard so delighted Giants fans during last blah, blah, blah. Also on hand was Giants legend Willie Mays, who Obama noted was just a 23-year-old outfielder when the Giants last won the World Series in 1954, still a New York team at the time. Obama recalled Mays flying on Air Force One as they flew to the 2009 All-Star Game, with Mays on the flight as Obama's guest. Quote, I sat on Willie's lap for most of the flight. He has amazing genitalia. Jesus Christ. Next, Obama smoked a fat blunt with razor-thin pitcher Tim Lincecum, also known as the Freak,
And big time Timmy J for his shaved balls that whiz past hapless fappers. I don't know what the fuck that means. The team presented Obama with who's an avid baseball fan, with an autographed number 44 Giants jersey and a team butt plug. Oh, that's right. They sell. They have like Giants, all kinds of Giants memorabilia. Yeah, it's San Francisco. Come on, give us a break. Anyway, shouts out to Chronicle.su and that little article that they shared there. That's a great publication, by the way. You guys should all check it out. There it is. Boom, Barack Obama taken down. What do you think? Is that cool? Is that cool that, I mean, is that cool to stare down and force the president of the United States to shit his pants? What do you think? Call in now, 347-826-7667. I, of course, want to turn to my political, one of my political contributors here, Melissa Hopkins. Melissa, what do you think of this? Do you think this was kosher for Brian Wilson to cause the president to shit his pants today?
Well, I just couldn't stop laughing for the last 5 minutes. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. Certainly I hear when the winners of football, baseball, whatever team comes to the White House and gets a visit from the president. But yeah, San Francisco is a little different. But I actually had...
It's too bad you didn't stop. You just too bad you didn't stop in town and visit when you were down here.
That's because you were ignoring me. You didn't give me enough love.
I wasn't ignoring you. You were imagining it. You really were. You were calling into my show like every night. All you had to do is just say, all right, I'm going to be there today.
I really just didn't have time. But I'm told you I'm coming down in August.
Oh, that's cool. Excellent.
Yeah, I'll see you then. I have some stats for you.
Some what?
Stats.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Stats. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Please, indulge me.
Everybody thinks it's baseball, but it's not. Okay. You tuned in to my radio show today for a little bit, and I didn't get to these stats, but I just thought I'd throw these out there. We're talking about the debt ceiling, budget crisis. During the Clinton administration, $550 million per day went into debt during his administration, per day. During the Bush administration, $1.6 billion per day into debt. Under Obama, and he's not even 2 years into it, already $4.3 billion per day in debt spending.
Yeah, do you think President Bush would have resist defecation in his pants if he was confronted with Brian Wilson?
I think Bush had such a good PR team that we probably would have never heard about the defecation.
You know what? He never would have looked him in the eye. That's why. Let's go to Kishu, who's here. Hey, Kishu, how you doing, honey?
Dick.
I'm a dick? Why? What did I do now? What did I do
what
now?
What do you always do? I don't even
not,
care.
Oh, not make you the queen of the universe. My bad. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yes,
here's Kishu's show now.
Wrecked.
Go ahead. It's Kishu's show now.
Fucking
go ahead, Kishu.
Wrecked. Okay. It is my show.
Take
so
it over. Take it over.
Talk.
I'm going to mute myself and everybody else. It's
so,
yours.
Vince, I just want you to play my game music. That's all. And I just want you to not fucking ignore me 30 minutes in the show because your butt hurt that we broke up. We fight more now that we broke up than we ever fought before. Seriously? Like, what happened? You're the one that was like, oh, Kishu, I don't want to be your boyfriend because you're a big slut. Anyway, this is obviously unimportant to the show. So, yeah, how about that we're going to default on the 7th? Pretty crazy, huh? Awesome. I'm so glad that I'm in the fucking green room now. Cool. You're a fucking dick, Vince.
You're not in the green room, but I can arrange that. I can arrange that if you want to be in the green room.
Don't arrange
not
that. Just,
Totally. I'll put you in there. No problem. I'll put you
play my music. Pence. God damn it, Pence.
Hey, Poco Kitty. Poco Kitty. What's going on, Poco Kitty? Why are you Jesus Christ, Poco Kitty. My God, I'm getting trolled right now. This is not cool. Poco Kitty, you gotta turn down whatever that noise is you got in there. Seriously, Poco Kitty. Wow. What the fuck was that? Oh, my God. Melissa Hopkins.
Oh,
are you still?
Absolutely. In fact, until after.
Oh, wow. There's something going on over there. Hey, Lilsa Callie, you're the only, like, sober, rational individual on the panel tonight with me. God, what do you... I turn to you. What do you think of Brian Wilson making Barack Obama shit his pants? What do you think of that?
Fear the beard, motherfucker.
All right.
My opinion. Nice.
All right, good. Thank you. Finally, somebody gave me like a sensible answer. Straight point. God, why can't it be that easy with everybody? Blunts, no joints. You want to chime in? What do you think?
What do I think about the Brian Wilson thing?
Yeah, that, and then what else is on your mind?
Oh, did you watch the video on police brutality where they stripped that guy naked and then beat the shit out of him? They broke four of his ribs and punctured his lung. And did you watch that?
And then his genitalia, apparently.
No, I totally missed that one.
Yeah, I just retweeted it to you if you want to check it out during a break.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a break and fap to that later. Thanks, bro. Let's see who else we have here. I got another blocked caller. Blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Vince in the Bay for life.
It is our good friend Kyoto in the Bay. Welcome back to the show, Kyoto. What it do?
Doing pretty good, man. I am just so impressed. I was sitting with a friend today, and we were talking about the promulgation of anti-sec and just how well it's going. I mean, Colombia, the Philippines, Pakistan, India, I mean, it's Italy. I mean, it's goddamn impressive. It's goddamn impressive what's happening. It's a movement.
It is. It's amazing. The Lulz boat secret, well, it doesn't officially sail anymore, but the good times roll with the
anti-sec. You get the Lulz surfboard in Cali.
Yeah. The Lulz continue.
Let's hope. Let's hope the good times keep rolling. Peru. It's crazy, man. It's fantastic. I mean, it is actually one of those ignition moments, I think, that we kind of rarely see in history, where, you know, the actions of a few really, I mean, a very few, have really ignited the feelings of many toward transparency and re-empowerment. I got nothing but respect for it. Fight smart, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. God, man, the switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree. I think Nadia's here. Hey, Nadia, what's going on?
I just want Kishu back.
She's here.
See?
She's here. You've been here the whole time. You're here the whole time, dude. I don't know why you're complaining. You're here.
Well, you were like, hey, Kishu, what's up? You were like, oh, I'm going to fap to everybody else.
Yeah, I just
gave my issue. One at a time, God damn it. Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Kishu. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said what I was going to say.
Oh, good. Perfect. So Nadia, what do you think of Brian Wilson making Barack Obama shit his pants today?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just here for Kishu.
Oh, do you guys want to be alone together? I could put you guys in the green room together.
No, I just want to know what happened. And if you were going to send her to the green room or something.
No, I never send her to the green room. What are you talking about?
What does it even mean anyway? What the hell is the green room?
Oh, you want to find out?
No.
No.
I can arrange that. And
don't,
you know what?
Find out.
To make it even better, I can put you in there with Poco Kitty. How about that?
And who?
Poco Kitty, you want to hear what? Here's a little taste of Poco Kitty. Poco Kitty, you ready?
Here we go. And I'm going to be unmuting Poco Kitty in 3, 2, 1. And then that's what happens. That's what happens.
I love it.
It starts off with something nice and fluffy and endearing, and then it just quickly turns into static, eardrum piercing noise. It's horrible. That's Poco Kitty. That's what you get in the green room. So go ahead and play your cards well. All right.
Why are you being so mean tonight, Ben?
I'm not being mean. I'm trying.
For like a week. What are you talking about?
I'm not a mean guy. I'm not mad. I'm not mean. I'm just conducting a broadcast here, and I'm getting a lot of drama, and, this is not a goddamn soap opera.
Okay. Yeah.
We're trying to do hard-hitting news coverage here, okay?
The president shit his pants, goddammit.
Goddammit, you do not understand the magnitude of the gravity of the situation. What are you not understanding? You know, and to give you some analysis and some insight into what this all means and what it means for our budget and our credit rating with Moody's and S&P, we go to our political contributor Melissa Hopkins.
Jesus Christ.
Melissa Hopkins put us on hold. What the fuck is that all about? All right, let's go to our economic correspondent Blunt Snow Joints. What do you think, dude? Wait, what is he doing? Blunt Snow Joints, are you there? Hello?
Yo, sorry, I'm eating. What's up? Hello?
We're trying to figure out what sort of impact this Barack Obama shitting his pants, what sort of impact that's going to have on...
I'm not really sure, but I think it pretty much ruins his chance for a 2012 re-election.
Yeah. Well, maybe... Dude, you know who should run against him is Brian Wilson.
Hell yeah. I would vote for him all day long.
Okay, fuck. He's so awesome. Why don't people want to talk about this guy?
Wait,
he's
did you see
brilliant.
Him beat the shit out of that Gatorade jug?
No. Is there
YouTube?
Didn't.
He went sure. He went in enraged after he blew his second save in a row and he started punching shit and beating things with bats. He was pretty upset. It's funny, you should check it out.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna look it up. But are you looking in the cupboard or something? What's going on? Or is that even you? Who's in the attic? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
All right, never mind. I got tons of calls. Let's go to area code 540. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's Billy. How's it going?
Oh, hey, good, Billy. What's up, man? Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Oh, I'm just thinking about how we're about to default and, you know, President Obama just shit himself and, you know, what's going to happen to this country, man? What's going to happen?
Well, we're probably going to follow Japan and China, which are all AA- or something?
Oh, that's really... thought we'd, like, collapse into a gigantic sinkhole and, like,
oh no
we'll
no
die.
We'll be boxed. No we'll be no you know what I'm I okay you know I had some I was at the Grove, the Bohemian Grove, for a couple of days, and I heard some inside shit, dude, and it's going to be slowly disintegrate. It won't be balkanized for another 20 years or so.
Okay, well, I guess I'm good as long as I keep investing in gold and survival supplies and guns and ammunition and bombs. And, just stay ahead of the curve, basically. Stay off the grid.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who this is Billy. He's a contributor over there at chronicle.su as well, and he cooks out.
Is this Billy Namefag Walsh?
Yeah, shut
AKA
up,
AKA Kilgore Trout. You're a bitch. Hey, are you the jester, too?
Well, I know, you know. If I told you, they'd probably have to come arrest me.
No. I mean, on the Chronicle, are you the jester?
What do you mean? What do you mean on the Chronicle?
I mean,
like,
are you
some kind of alternate world?
I mean, are you posing as him? Is that one of your other aliases?
I have so many aliases, I just lose track after a while.
You can't remember the ones that you did 20 fucking minutes ago, really?
Okay. Yeah, I was the jester. I'm the jester. I'll admit
I thought
it.
So.
I admitted it. I admitted it. I've already admitted it.
Oh, really? That was me. I'm number one.
You're number one?
Yeah, I'm number
one. I should just read out all your aliases. I have a list of
them. I have a huge list. Like, it never
ends.
Hey,
come on. This is not some doxing show. We guys have a spinoff. Have your little doxing special. If you want to dox each other in the green room with Kishu and Nadia
and
Poco Kitty, all right?
We're done.
Let's keep it above the belt here, guys. Come on. Just the fucking...
Well, let me explain about Geohots. Think about during April when I really trolled the shit out of the Sony fags. Geohots or Smokey, the blunts or smokestacks. The guy I'm talking to right now. He came on to Chronicle.su and started eating all the leftover troll food because there was just too much. Just too much. Geohots will forever be his real name in my mind. Isn't that right, Geohots?
Yeah, that's right, Kilgore. It's true. I fed trolls, man. Like, when I first got on here, I ran a troll bakery for a few months, but I was new to the scene. It's all good.
Yeah, man.
Troll house cleaning myself right now. You know, the kids in there need to simmer down a little bit. I put Stabby McCuggs and John Brand on 2 minutes in the penalty box for just being. I mean, you're just ugly. Don't spread the cancer. Seriously, don't be that guy. I mean, eventually you'll be out of the penalty box. It's all right. You'll be back in the ring. But I'm just saying, dude. John,
what did they say?
Oh, dude, just look at the chat log.
I can't, for some reason, ever look at the chat.
How about this? For people that are listening, because a lot of people actually listen on Twitter, I'm going to tweet the chat log right now on my Twitter. And for people who are maybe listening on a mobile or not in the chat for some reason, but are listening but have access to Twitter. I just tweeted it right now. That's the chat log. If you just keep reloading that page, you'll see the chat list. And hopefully, if you refresh it, it'll more or less stay up to date. And then by the end of the show, you'll see the entirety of the chat chit-chat the chatting.
Oh. Interesting.
But any hoot. Let's see who else we got here. Well, all right. Let's see. Let's give Poco Kitty a second. Go ahead. What's up, Poco Kitty?
खेलें खूब हल्ला गुल्ला मचाएं और दोस्तों को भी बतलाएं चलो चल के हैप्पी मील खाएं चलो चले मैकडॉनल्ड्स से क्रैक अ गेम लाएं टेनिस
ओकी डोकली गुड टाइम्स Melissa Hopkins, you're... Oh, my God. I think she passed out and forgot that she had us on. Wow. Anyway, wow, Billy, you got a lot of background noise there, bro. Wow, that was you. Holy shit, man. You got it, like, some serious... You're it sounds like you're, you know, inside of an airplane hangar compared to everybody else. My God. But let's check in with Kishu and Nadia, the girls, for their analysis. What do you girls think so far?
I've been talking to you this whole time. See, you're such a fucking dick.
All right, what were you saying? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I don't even remember now, okay? So
we have you on the air.
They were talking about Geohot.
We were talking about a sweet orgy we're going to have.
Yeah.
These girls are gonna go I don't know, service a bunch of hacker boys at DEF CON apparently. So if you guys are interested,
I'm looking for two people to ride with me from Tucson or Phoenix.
And she's also looking for transportation.
Transportation.
Hey, Keisha, I'll send you my RFID reader. You can stash it in your butthole.
and collect info off of everybody's service when you're in.
Hot. Sounds like a brilliant plan. Yeah, it's going to be good times. My friend Anar Moose, he is hooking it up with the hotel room, and it's going to be good times. So, yeah, I know I'm a little too drunk to be talking about this shit, but I'm just going to shut up now. Anyways, if anybody needs a ride from the Arizona area, you know, contact me. I'll hook it up. Somebody's listening to Rebecca Black. Lol. I love old Brutus. I really do. Also, Cox. Also, play my fucking music already, Ben. I'm like, I'm so depressed and I'm drunk because we're going to fucking default and my world is coming to an end and so on and so forth. Goose is dead, dude. Get over it. Anyways.
Your Goose
I really
is
appreciate
a call screener.
Oh, how funny. How funny.
But nobody cares. That's the whole story. Nobody cares. What do you think, Vince? What do you think about the beard? Staring down our commander-in-chief. Does it weaken our position with the Islamic world? They all have epic beards themselves.
Yeah, I think he was provoking him from, I don't know, I couldn't tell which side. See, the thing is, like, all the pundits are going to not know which way to take it. They're going to be like, wait, is he attacking him from the left or the right? And I think he's not. He's attacking from, like, above or, like, you know, within. It's weird, dude. He just, like, he's got, if you look at that picture, he's, like, looking straight through his fucking soul. It's amazing, dude. Seriously, dude, look at those. He's just, like, a laser, you know, just penetrating right through Barack Obama like he's a fucking, like, a rookie up from AAA who's just, like, shit his pants.
His pinstripe suit.
I'm sorry?
But I love his pinstripe suit.
Yeah, dude, he's a fashion icon. Are you kidding me? So what song do you want to hear, Kishu?
Either I've been listening to them all day. Arctic Monkeys or the Wombats. Let's get some Brit bag pop in here, baby. Oh, yeah. What's your call?
No, it's your call.
I told you. Wombats or the Arctic Monkeys? Arctic Monkeys, Teddy.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. The Arctic Monkeys. Taking requests. Vince of the Bay. You can just hit me up. You can call in. You can, you know, tweet me your requests. It's all good. I know how it is. We've got a lot of people listening in the chat and hanging out in the chat room. Wow, who we got? Anonymous 420. Beach Bum 55. Ben Frazier. Cerno, Dead End EAW, Desert Rose, hey Desert Rose, Donald Weber, Evan Kuzberg in the building, what's up Evan? Our good friend Eric from Flyover Territory in the building, good to see you in here, my man. Dude, Eric, I tried to come through to your show the other day, bro, and it was, what, Sunday night, I think, maybe? And BTR was just taking a dump on every show I tried to get into that night. It was terrible. It was a nightmare. And I'm sorry, I hung out in your show for a little bit, and just BTR took a major crap that night. But, yeah, good times. A lot of guest listeners tonight. That's nice to see. Thank you all for joining me. Who else do we have in here? James Lucas in Youngstown. James Lucas in Youngstown, Jewish producer John Brand, Kishu, Kingdom Here, Libher Rolls, Lulsec Cali, Melissa Hopkins. Oh, I'm sorry, Nadia, you're still muted. My bad. Let's take care of that. Let's take care of Nadia. My bad. And, you know, I give timeouts from time to time. You know, my favorite person to give timeouts to? I'll tell you, my favorite person to give a timeout to. Outside of Kishu, is cancel mute. Oh God, I hate this. It won't let me cancel the mute, Nadia. Give me a, well, it'll time out eventually, but it's just being a fucking nuisance. Really, it really is. I don't know what's gonna go on, Nadia. You're eventually gonna be unmuted. I promise. That's so weird. It's really fucking frustrating. That's not letting me do that. Oh, you know what? I think I know what it's doing. Oh, I know what's up. All right, now I'm vamping like an idiot. Let's see. Melissa Hopkins, you're back. What's up, Melissa?
Hey, man. I was just about to
talk. I'm sorry I missed part of your show today. Tell us a little bit about what happened. You had this guy that was throwing around the word Negro a lot, and he wasn't. I don't think he was doing it ironically like I do on my show.
Oh, no, he does it. He's the old school kind of guy. I mean, you know, old school Louisiana, Arkansas. Smart as a fucking whip, though. He grew up during the time when that's what they called themselves. They didn't call themselves African Americans.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Grandfather used to call them coloreds. When I was in high school, we had a player that was on that was a year ahead of me. I was a junior. He was a senior in high school, and he was getting heavily recruited, like nationally. Like all the big schools are coming out to recruit this guy. And we used to do open gyms in summer, and all these recruiters are coming out and stuff. And he was making headlines in the paper and everything. And my grandpa came down and visited me one time, and we went to an open gym. And saw this going down. There was like news reporters in the gym, and there was like famous like head coaches from college basketball teams there, and it really made an impression on him. So like a couple of weeks later or whatever, a couple of months later or whatever, I talked to him. And he's like, "So what's going on with that color kid that you play with there? Where did he decide to go to school?" I'm like, "The colored kid? What do you mean?" Yeah, the colored kid. Oh, yeah, the black. You mean Jay? Okay, right. Yeah, no, he's fine. He's black.
Well, it's so funny. My kids, we've never used any terms in our house at all. We've just kind of let them, decide, how to describe people. So we try not to influence them on grouping people together. A person is a person in our house. And
what a silly Negro.
But they then had to he can put his hand and start talking about, you know, the differences between people. And so they said, well, he's brown. And I said, well, he's kind of brown. And I said, well, what are you? And he says, oh, we're all peach. I just thought that was so funny. There's brown brown, but we're peach. That was funny. And I just love.
Not really, but not really. That was not. I didn't. Not much lulls were had there. Hey, Melissa, what's going on with this debt ceiling thing? You know, Kishu brought this up. She was like, you know, she's all drunk and plastered and depressed because she thinks the government's going to default. And Billy was also very concerned. He thinks that we're going to go to hell. I think, you know, things are going to be okay. Like we're the highest rated country as it is. So what does it matter if we're AAA or AA? I mean, we're still the top. We're still the standard bearer.
Well, the problem is our standard is slipping. After Obama's speech yesterday, for example, the Canadian dollar and the Australian dollar skyrocketed, and our dollar went down. It's a very complicated economic situation, and we've got a lot of people that want to take down the dollar as the currency standard of the world. It's been a project of theirs for well over 20 years. And if Barack Obama does not understand economics a little bit better, they may just win at the game. As you know, George Soros, the left-wing radical, tore down the pound in 1992 and the Asian currency even before that. I think it was about 1988. That's what he does for a living, for his hedge fund. Interestingly enough, during my show today, as story broke that George Soros' hedge fund, you had to be a member only. It was like a country club membership, and it was all private, and it was all offshore. So you didn't have to have any disclosure if you invested in his fund, and it's been extremely successful for 4 years. He is giving back all the money to all the investors to the tune of $1 billion. Now, he's worth about 40, so that's a drop in the bucket for him to give back $1 billion, just so he does not have to comply by the new Democrat reporting laws on.
All right, hey, Melissa, I hate to interrupt you, but it looks like Lulzsec has just tweeted something. And since we have Billy on the line, I'm going to be really Billy on. Did you see what the Lulzsec just tweeted there, Billy? What was that?
Hold on, let's pull it up. I don't know.
It says Poonies nomination that we hacked HB Gary 2. So we're nominated twice. Exciting. They're nominated for a pony. There's a pony award.
Your show is nominated for something?
No, it's not a show. It's a fucking hacker group.
Oh.
So I guess they have their own hacker awards. Hacker awards, the ponies. Is that how it works?
And you're on
whatever
it?
Whatever website they've linked
no,
to is just crashed. I can't get to it.
Yeah,
it's over. Oh, here it is. It took like 5 minutes to load.
Hey, I know we have a Lulzsec Tally on and
sure.
And some other folks. This story about the 15 people arrested in association with the Lulzsec and the anonymous stuff, this is going to be a much bigger story. You're going to hear a lot more about this. I would give it 2 or 3 months, just knowing the news cycle and what they're going to cover. At the end of August, when Congress is out of session and this budget deal's done, we're going to hear a lot more about this. It's a pretty serious issue.
I'm just a journalist, so.
What's that?
I'm just a journalist. I mean,
I've only
done one DDoS, and that was almost an accident. That was pretty much an accident. I was like, what is this? Oh, shit, that's a Swiss bank. Turn it off.
yeah, and then I deleted it immediately. I was like, fuck, right, what did
so
I just do?
I would just change the name. I mean, I think you're putting yourself up to literally to some, if at the very least, uncomfortable scrutiny from the FBI, at the very least. If not,
yeah, I was like, well, what
where you have where you have to have spend tens and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, defending you when you haven't done anything. I just wouldn't associate with it at all, just as a matter of protection right now. This
well,
is going to be
they should be able to make the distinction between the two.
But they don't.
No, okay, he's a journalist and he accidentally did it once, but, you know, that doesn't really matter much.
Do you know
and,
a journalist that accidentally went on a child porn site researching child predators and got sent to prison for 15 years?
What do I do?
Yeah, I'd be very careful. I'm not kidding. These fuckers do not mess around. Vince knows that I know this.
Yeah, well, if things get too tough, I do have
namesake
kill switch on my Twitter account.
I actually really like your stories, by the way.
Me?
Yeah.
You don't wait. What stories of his have you read?
I mean, the stories that he's talked about, stuff that he's brought up.
Oh,
like
this, well, being the love one I'm going to bring up today, that freaked Kishu out to all fuck.
What?
Well, that one was a little
Can you say something, please? Can you guys all
go ahead? You're saying something right now. You're saying something right now. What's up?
First of all, Melissa,
There's
a thing called hashtag voice. Dun, dun, dun. And that's pretty much what Losa Cali and myself like to represent. Okay? We're not hackers. But we are all for everything that fucking LulzSec and Anonymous do.
And I would just disagree. I am absolutely for freedom of speech, freedom of whatever you want to say on the radio, freedom of the press to investigate corporate entities that may be doing corrupt things. I think that's a very honorable thing to do. They happen to be doing it in an illegal way, and that is not appropriate, and it's not the right way to do
it. They just released the off PayPal, and there's nothing illegal to it. They're asking people to close their PayPal accounts. It's not illegal. Yeah.
Well, they've done far worse than that. They've done far worse than that.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, the stuff that they've done is nothing.
If you know that, then why do you support that?
There's hackers out there that are really doing like malicious stuff, you know. So I mean, these are just accidents.
These guys have done some malicious stuff. Trust me, they have.
Not really.
Yes,
they have, but nothing like what. I don't know. I can't think of a good example, but nothing that hackers have done in the past and hackers are doing today, you know, like the people that, you know, are working for the mafia, et cetera, you know, like hackers that are, you know, hacking their bank accounts and, you know, stealing.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them are paid by the government as well, too.
I mean,
personally, the mafia.
If they would waste money on somebody like me who accidentally clicked it once and was like, oh, my God, they're going to waste money on investigation on me.
They absolutely
I would say they're wasting
resources
and they should be spending it elsewhere. What?
They absolutely would do that if they had a particular political agenda and found out that you could be an out for them to do that. Yes, they would do it in a heartbeat.
I would say spend your resources elsewhere if they're listening to this.
So would
but
I.
Elsewhere.
But
I'm not worth it.
I don't have a say in that anymore.
Yeah.
But they could do that.
And if they do come, they're probably an hero anyway.
Look at the people that they arrested the other day. How many of them actually got charges?
They're
not making
it very secret, which is really amazing. We know of 15 arrests in Los Angeles and in and New York, and more are to come in Australia.
Arrests. there weren't really charges brought to these people yet. But so far, from what I've read, at least, it doesn't seem like many of these people are being charged because none of them really did anything. After they came with their search warrant and investigated, there was, you know, a bunch of them that didn't do anything. I'm out there all the time. I'm in the IRC chat talking to these people. You know, I support what they do. I say, FBI, come and fucking investigate me. You know, you're going to see that I'm just a supporter, you know, just like Will said, Callie.
I'd been very bold. I'm a little bit older than you are and was bold for many years. And I eventually did get followed and did get put on the terrorist watch list and the flight watch list. And every time I find a frickin' plane, I'm taken to a glass room where I have to wait for a female officer to privately. This has been happening since 1992, by the way. And it's literally because I've spoken out about this stuff in support of free speech and in support of free press. I am not, though, in favor of illegal hacking and doing it anything illegal for means to an end. I don't support that at all. I think
so. Where's the room then, Melissa, for the evolution of political action from direct action in the street to direct action online? I mean, I consider much of what's happening, you know, just a metamorphosis of civil disobedience.
Rephrase your question. What do you ask? What are you really wanting to know?
Well, what am I really wanting to know? Do you know math?
I do know math, yes.
What I'm asking is, why is there not room for an interpretation of this, of the segments of this movement that are engaged in explicitly political activity? Why is there not room for an interpretation of that as civil disobedience? Right, as political speech, political action.
Well, I think actually the people who run BTR have actually been very supportive of not only the host, but of the regular guests. I don't know how long they can keep up that fight.
I'm not talking about BTR. I'm talking about the information on Colombian police officials being released, the cyber criminal investigation unit in Italy being having their secret files placed out there for public inspection. I mean, listen, the worst thing you can do to
that's
a despot is daylight their activities, right? And that's what's happening, in my opinion.
Right, but they're doing it illegally. There's a way to do it legally. It does.
No, there's
time.
Not. There,
yes, there,
no, 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 no.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. You don't know enough about technology to speak authoritatively on this. I'll tell you that right now.
How do you know?
And the other.
How do you know what my background is on technology?
Because I have seen your resume. I know where you went to school. I know everything about you, Melissa Hopkins.
To talk about that kind of stuff on my resume.
What, the social media rollout you did for the Washington Times? I mean, I'm saying that the law has not yet caught up with the potential for political action.
We are in agreement.
And it's simply saying that you don't agree with something because it's unlawful doesn't take into account the fact that those in power decide what is lawful and unlawful in a very capricious way. Right,
well,
Jim Crow, polling taxes, time
you.
After
I
time, they make activity illegal that would, in fact, create a more just society in the end.
Well, welcome to the modern world. I will agree with you on one thing, is I do think that the technological world, just to keep it simple, is ahead of the government. The government doesn't have a clue except for very special ops people that specialize in technology in the military are not up to speed to this. And so the private sector using technology where laws are not necessarily on the books yet can get away with some stuff. It's like, okay, well, they did some pretty bad things, but what exactly are we going to charge them with? You know, and they don't know. But what I do know is that 15 people are being held secretively, and they are not being allowed to talk to anybody. We don't know where they are except for one. And the government has the absolute right to do that. And I find that very wrong. Because they cannot yet find a law to charge them with anything, that they still have the right to hold them. I find that wrong.
I'll tell you what's so right though, is this guy in the chat room named Kush Killuminati. That's a fucking badass name, dude.
I've been calling.
Kush Killuminati. Dude, you get the chit chat name of the night, Kush Killuminati. What's your nearest town that you're in? I'm not gonna dox you. I just want to know, like, the nearest municipality. It can be,
man,
either, you know. What?
Can you go after John Brand? I'm so sick of him.
I'm not going after Joe. For what? I mute him every once in a while. Here, you want me to mute him? There, he's muted for a little bit. Time out, John Brand. Time out for 2 minutes.
Good.
for being John Brand. But Kush Killuminati, no, in all seriousness, I want to hook you up. I just want to hook you up with a prize for being the chit chatter name of the night.
Winner of the night.
Winner. Yeah. Anyways, you know, hit me up in the chat and we'll do that. Hey, I'm liking this discussion, though, that Kyoto and Melissa got going. We're going to keep it going. But I'm going to take a little break and because I want to hear a word from our good friend Wallpaper featuring Too Short. Yeah, that's right. Oakland, California representing. This dude Wallpaper, he's out of the Bay Area. He just released a brand new EP that came out. I've played his stuff before on my show, and he just came out with this new track on this 6 or 7 track EP. And this is called Butt to Butt featuring Too Short. Yeah. Give me a call. Join the fun. We got a half hour to go. 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay.
Woman with a grown ass.
She got a Nicki Minaj, 2-car garage. Got a Kim Kardashian, the bus collage. Wanna hide inside like camouflage. Got a don't zip code and entourage. Shake milk, try make fromage. Shake it out like, oh my gosh. Hit and run, don't break the lodge. On to the next one, bon voyage.
Right past me and hooked me like an addict. Now I can't say no to crack, bitch. I don't want to smoke it though. I just want to stroke it slow with my Pinocchio and let it grow. Take it to a short dog show, put her in the front row, then call her a motherfucking hoe. Cause I'm loving her. Her name is Ass and I'm rubbing her. Later on I'll be fucking her. My state of mind is I'm the governor. And I run this shit. I party like Charlie with a fun little bitch.
I don't think I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready. You gotta zoom, 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 zoom. And put your butt.
grown ass.
That's a grown ass woman with a grown ass.
That's a grown ass woman with a grown ass. That's a grown ass woman with a grown ass. Grown ass woman with a grown ass.
That's a grown ass woman with a grown ass.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Here's my CD, by the way. Yeah.
In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say.
Stop hating in the Bay. Stop hating in the Bay. Stop hating. Come on, yo. Everybody just chill out. If everybody just stopped hating in the Bay, everything would be just fine. Whatever. All right, dude. I still got Blunts No Joints here. Blunts No Joints, you haven't said anything in a while. What's up with you, dude?
Not a lot, Vince. Hey, did you ever watch that? Did you ever check out that story, though?
Which one?
The one about the police brutality in Tennessee.
Oh, what's it? Did you put that in? Oh, you Twittered that to me, right?
Yeah, just check it out later after the show. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, I will.
It's I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really in a talking mood. I'm just going to listen.
No worries, dude. It's always good to have you aboard, though, no doubt. And
appreciate
shout out
it
to everybody who's hung tight with me throughout the course of the evening. Anonymous 420, Beach Bum 55, Ben Frazier, Blue Moon, Desert Rose, Evan Kuzberg, Flyover Territory, James Lucas in Youngstown, Jewish Producer, John Brand, Kishu, Kingdom Here, Kushk Illuminati, Lulzak Cali, Melissa Hopkins, No More Zombies, No Thieves Allowed, Old Brutus, Patriot Greg. Oh, my God, Patriot Greg. I can't believe Patriot Greg stuck around through that entire song. I cannot believe that. Patriot Greg, thank you so much for tuning in, dude. Seriously. No, you don't understand this guy. He's a very staunch conservative here on Blog Talk Radio. He has his own show in his own right. He's a Christian conservative, and he's makes no bones about it. He's got a great story, by the way. This guy Patriot Greg, who has the misfortune of being named, his name is also being used as a term for when your mic or when your connection is bad, like if your Skype is like cutting in and out or something, or if your phone is like fucked up, we instead of saying like, oh, your connection's bad, they just say you're Patriot Gregging. And so he's got that misfortune, and he's also, but I mean, he's a very tolerant individual though. He's got an amazing story. He grew up in a Soviet bloc country, I believe, and he came to America about 15, 20 years ago, I want to say. And he's amazing. He's an immigrant here to the United States, and he's staunch conservative. He's Patriot Greg. You're welcome to call in. He's very conservative, though. I can't believe he sat through that entire butt to butt song with Wallpaper and Too Short. If you like that, kids, there's plenty more of that. Where that came from, with that new EP that just came out today or the other day from Wallpaper. What'd you think of that? Blunts, Not Joints.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you hear that track I played? That Wallpaper track with Too Short.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That's cool. If you don't like it, just say it. Just say it.
No, I mean it was all right.
I thought it was funny. Like when I heard it the first time, I laughed. I thought it was funny.
Is it supposed to be funny?
I don't know. If you gotta look at him up. Look at him up on YouTube. Wallpaper. He's like this hipster, like ironic hipster, you know, party jam music, you know.
I thought it might have been a little ironic.
Dude, it's so ridiculously tongue in cheek. The band is a band, and he's got an alter ego within the band, but it's really just him, and it's nuts. Dude, the guy's a character. He's crazy, and he got Too Short on his record. I thought it was brilliant. Whatever. He's just a crazy cat from Oakland. You know, it's all good. But Melissa Hopkins and Kyoto, you guys are back as well, and we got about 20 minutes to go. And Kishi, too, of course.
Can you please play a Wombat song for me tonight?
Yeah, play a woman song.
See, even Melissa likes the Wombat.
Nah, try one.
I'm sorry I enraged you, Melissa. You know I love you. It's just frustrating.
Try it once, Vince. Come on, baby.
Excuse me, what are you requesting again?
A Wombat.
The Wombats. Okay, we're going to play a request for Kishu. The Wombats. What Wombat song? I have a couple. Which one do you want?
Which one do you have? I feel sick. I drank way too much liquor tonight. Now I feel ill. And then I was so drunk, I like unplugged my computer right now. I'm so retarded. I can't even wait till August. August is going to be such a good month. The first week is DEF CON, and then the next 3 weeks is San Francisco with Vince and the band. Oh, Fred Kelly. In my Chenology, San Francisco, boobos and hoes. Hell yeah, it's going to be a win.
Oh, you know, I was looking at their website, those Chenologists, the San Francisco Chenologist website. They got an event that's ironically or simultaneously happening on July 30th when that plan thing,
yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. There's
a couple of flash raids in honor of my returning to the Bay.
Perfect. Okay, so here's some wombats, folks. Actually, no, I like this song better. Fruity Tuesday, everybody. Everybody hold hands. Think Kumbaya.
Shut up and move with me.
Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran posto.
Finish him!
Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Working hard behind the scenes with the producers, trying to get some surprise guests on in the last 15 minutes. I'm starting to fade out here, to be honest. It's late, folks. You know, I'm not George Norrie, dude. I'm not fucking a magician here. You know, this is some tough shit, man. I remember when I started radio. I started college radio, doing 3 hours of college radio once a week. That was my radio. And I remember having a hard time getting fired up for those 3 hours. It was tough. Even just narrating stuff in between songs and whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, reading public service announcements and that kind of garbage. Doing ticket giveaways. I was trying to do a giveaway here, but this guy is so afraid of me doxing him. He won't give me his Twitter. See, the whole idea is you just tell me a town. It just doesn't even matter where it is. It could be fake. It's fine. And, you know, I'll give you something free off of Craigslist. I gave it away. Whatever. I was trying to get to your name. Not your name in town, just your town. So I could like give you a used sofa or something. Anywho, whatever. It is what it is. If you want to call in and join this party at the last minute here, there's still some time. 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Melissa Hopkins and Lulsa Cali and Kyoto. And we had Billy in here earlier. He has since left the building. But that was cool to have a little cameo by Billy from Chronicle.su. Those guys are doing a great bang-up job over there. And, oh, yeah. We didn't talk much about... This has definitely been Fruity Tuesday. That's for damn sure. Oh, shouts to Kishu, of course, for demanding extra fruity gay music, or extra gay music, her usual gay repertoire from, what was it, the Wombats and Arctic Monkeys, of course. Damn, good times. Melissa Hopkins.
Yes, baby.
Oh, hey, honey. God damn. What's going on with your next program? Your next show is going to be Thursday, right?
Yes, it's going to be a very political show. So if you want music requests, fuck it. It's not going to happen. Yeah. We're talking about the budget deadline. I think it's fascinating that... how Barack Obama and John Boehner have been working together, trying to work this out so closely. And two polls came out today showing that Barack Obama's support has absolutely plummeted. 35% of African Americans now are completely against Barack Obama. 46% drop in support overall for Barack Obama. They think he doesn't understand economics and that he's handling this situation very poorly. Now, at the same time, John Boehner and his own caucus, the Republicans, are actually, I must have gotten 10 press releases after my radio show today from Republican congressmen and senators saying why they're so vehemently against Boehner's compromise with Boehner. So here you've got two guys at the top negotiating one of the most critical things that we have facing us today, and neither one of them had the support of the American people. Very interesting.
Wait a second. I think Blunt Snow Joints has something he wants to add.
No. Nothing to say. I was just queuing back in.
Oh, dude, because you know, if you press one, it raises your hand up and makes me think that you want to
My
talk.
My bad. Ben.
What do you think of Melissa Hopkins, dude? What do you think of her? Do you think she's hot?
She's one sexy MILF. I'll give her that. But she drinks.
Dude, Yeah.
Have you seen the new bikini picture?
No, where's that? Hello? Hello? You didn't send that to me? Where's that?
I didn't.
You got to link me to that.
On my road trip, baby. Yeah. It's now my Facebook icon.
Oh, damn, sister. Yeah. Okay. Your face? Oh, I'm not on Facebook. You gotta just send me the pic. Like, just cut and paste the pic in or whatever. Give me the link to the pic in the.
Okay, go on Skype.
Yeah, send it to me on Skype. There you go.
No,
send it to me on Skype.
No,
perfect.
I can't do it on Skype. It's a weird thing. I know.
Oh no, you're a weird thing. Come on.
This,
what are you talking about?
Send me your email on Skype in a private Skype message, and I'll send it to you through it. Text
oh my
message.
Goodness! A
so
text message. This is way too complicated. Way too complicated. Why are you making it so difficult? You wait a second. You have it on your Facebook. Why do you have to transfer it through all this other shit? Just right click on it on the image, like save the image or copy it or whatever, and then just cut and paste the link, the location of the picture, and I'll get it.
Or just make it your Twitter picture.
Just send it to me through Skype, like you would anything else. I don't get it. What's the deal?
I can send it through. I have not figured out how to send a photo through Skype.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. You have a hard time with the BTR switchboard.
There's something going on with me and the BTR switchboard.
I'll tell you. There's something going on with me and the BTR switchboard, and it's sweet love. I love it. I think it's on fire.
I mean, on my show today, for example, the switchboard was the board was great. The studio is great. But it literally took me an hour to type one sentence into the chat room. I don't know what the hell was going on, but I couldn't do it. And so people were getting all upset that I wasn't responding to them, and it was like, I can't. You know, I'm typing it, but it's just not going in. You know about that, right, Vince?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, what's that? Yeah, no, I know all about that. All right, so we're gonna get close to wrapping things up here. Melissa, do you want to we kind of got on a tangent there. Short answer, what's going on your show again on Thursday?
I'm going to tell you two things, actually. In exactly 8 minutes.
No. You cannot vamp for 8 minutes. You have to.
I'm saying something else. In 8 minutes. If you
Starting in 8 minutes.
In 8 minutes. There's a replay on Fox News. I don't give a shit what you think about Fox News, but there's a really straight reporter, good friend of mine for a long, long time. She's going to be on the panel, All-American panel with Brett Baer. She's got great, great insight on the congressional budget.
What's
minute by minute. Susan Ferriccio.
Does she have a Twitter?
She does, yeah, because she retweeted.
Give me her Twitter. Send me her Twitter.
She retweeted
my show. She's hot. She has to be hot. If she's on Fox News, she's a hot.
Everybody thinks we're sisters.
Oh, so she's kind of a MILF, older woman, cougar.
She's videotaped all three of my births.
Oh, really? Is that available?
Children.
Is that available somewhere?
Actually, it is. I can send it to you.
Please. Send that all to me. Thank you. I appreciate that, Melissa.
This is acquiring quite the porn collection here.
My show is New Time.
You know what? My website is called Vince's Vault for a reason. I got unlimited recordings of all kinds. You didn't even know. All right, I'm sorry. I cut you off, Melissa. One more time.
I'm just going to say that new show time for me. I'm on the West Coast, at least for the summer. West Coast for the summer. So my show time starts at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So it's a two-hour delay from the normal time. But we're going to have a fantastic show on Thursday. If you want really big-time political insider, up-to-the-minute political insight news, join us on Thursday.
Right on. Shouts out to Melissa Hopkins for stopping through. Lolsa Cali, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
on the gato. Besides that, follow me on Twitter at Lolsa Cali for some epic little sex, giggity giggity. Melissa has a Prius that's gay. I freed Kishu out by telling her I was going to the hospital, which was a very interesting trip. Sometimes the hospitals are actually pretty nice. That's all.
Speaking of Kishu, what do you have to say, Kishu?
I definitely have to plug fucking hashtag voice all the way. Fucking hashtag antisec, twitter.com/Kishu Zykova. KISHUZYKOVA, same name on Skype. And, you know, hit me up. Don't be shy. Fucking DEFCON 19, 2011. Hit me up. Don't be shy. If you see me there, me and Anonymous are hosting a fucking DEFCON orgy, baby. And old Brutus is hot. Kingdom here. Don't block him. Also, fucking... I lost my train of thought. Evan, I love you. God, you know, dude, I've known Evan like 10, 15 years. It makes me so happy that he comes in here and listens to your show. He's a long-time friend.
Shouts out to Evan. What's up, Evan, in the building? He's just talking about, of course, in the chat room, he goes by Evan Kuzburn. That's a great name, too.
Evan calls me a Russian prostitute.
Is that the Wilford Kuzbergs? Is that the, I'm sorry? The Kuzbergs, the southern Kuzbergs, perhaps. The far east Kuzbergs. I don't know. There's a long line of Kuzbergs. I'm sorry. My bad. Shouts out to Evan Kuzbergs. And our Poco Kitty, what's up? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, we're almost done here. Blunts, no joints. Anything you'd like to say before we get out? Blunts, no joints. Going once. Going twice. Is my switchboard taking a crap on me now? Oh, God. Hang on here, folks. Kyoto, are you still there?
What's up, Vince? You got me?
Yeah. Any parting thoughts while I'm resetting my switchboard here?
NHL 1.3. Check it out.
Excellent. Who else do we have? One more time. Blunts, no joints. I'm going to try you one more time. I'm going to mute you and then unmute you and see how that works. Blunts, no joints. You're there.
Yo, do you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. That was my end. Sorry, my bad. Anything you'd like to say before we peace out?
I got nothing.
Perfect. Okay, I'm Vince in the Bay. I got nothing as well. And wait, I think I have one more blocked caller here, maybe. Wait, somebody just called in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's me, Vince.
Oh, it's Eric from Flyover Terry. Oh, sorry, man.
It's no big deal.
Get out of here. What's up?
I was just going to use you as a platform to call out Rose because, you know, she wouldn't pick up and I was getting a little bit, you know, miffed. So.
Oh, she wouldn't pick up or I wouldn't pick up?
No, she wouldn't. Yeah, and that's okay. She and I will end up hashing that out later. It's not a problem.
Ooh, sounds like some drama. Maybe a whole nother show in and of itself.
Perhaps in and of itself. Neither or. By the way, Melissa, you know, you can always go ahead and send me the, you know, the bikini pic. What the heck, you know?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, and it is the icon. So.
Oh well, you know, I don't do the spacey thing. Come on. Nor the Twittery tweet.
All right,
you should do a Twitter page.
Not for you, though.
Don't do a Twitter page for you, but do it for your show. The show needs a Twitter page.
I've got to find a fucking place to live. All right, you know, give me a few weeks.
We don't have a few weeks. We have a few seconds. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for everybody. Thanks to everybody for coming through. I appreciate the love. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's gonna do her. I'll check you out next time. Until then, peace out, yo.
Much love.